The Washington Post is now reporting that the FBI admits some of its experts gave flawed testimony in trials that spanned more than 20 years. And they were part of an elite forensic unit and reportedly overstated hair matches in almost all criminal cases in which they presented testimony before the year 2000. And so we're talking quite simply, these examiners, these elite core of examiners
at the FBI
have admitted to not telling the whole truth, skewing their testimony in favor of, in large part, the prosecution. So they lied. I mean, that's a fancy way of saying they lied, went into trial knowing that they were fabricating information, and it may have, in large part, led to the convictions.
Right.
Or at least, played a role in the convictions.
Absolutely.
So this was not some admission or this epiphany that some of these examiners had. This discovery is being made by way of, in large part, the Innocence Project.
Which is just amazing.
But the Justice Department helped, involve their perspective, right?
So what they did is
they were recruited to look into this.
Right. So the Justice Department and the FBI now are working closely with the Innocence Project as well as the National Association of Defense Lawyers. And so they, along with the Innocence Project, have said, look, we have got to figure this out.
These admissions, is there a reason? I mean, why?
I don't know why, and that's going to be very interesting, and we haven't seen why. The Justice Department and the FBI have been very wise to say, look, this is a problem, and we need your help in trying to get this resolved. But this, I don't understand it, because you had 28 investigators in this elite unit. 26 of them have done things that were not correct in these trials.